joining me right now, I have lecturer and meteorologist Martin Babakian to talk about the weather. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hello, Jen. All right. Thank you very much.
That's great. Well, we're looking at a very dire situation for our farmers at the moment with the drought.
It is becoming very, very critical. I mean, as you say, things are becoming very critical in every aspect of life. But at the same time, the water deficiency in the Murray Darling Basin dropped to such a level, even water deficiency in Sydney. And the government started increasing the price of the water because of deficiency. We know what's going on. Conditions are there, but we have to sit down, produce a weather forecast to give our community, society, 1 month to 9 months advanced knowledge, which is in a good scientific understanding what the weather is going to be on drought, on rain and heavy rain and a heavy drought and fire brigades. They should know about the fire situation. So we're going to include all this into our forecast. It's going to be very important elements for weather forecasting in the future. We could give weather forecast on fortnight for 2 weeks, but at the same time, we give outlook idea what's going to happen for the season. So that's going to be a very important issue for weather forecast.
And just what is the weather situation at the moment?
Looking at this one, climate outlook summary, which I'm doing exactly that, starting it now. Climate outlook summary. A drier than average August to October is likely to, for a large part of Australia. This is it. It's August and to October. The outlook accuracy for this August to October is high, medium to high. It's not something simple. With putting the word high, it means the accuracy of the forecast is good. Southern Oscillation Index, which is an index, which we'll see what's going to happen on monthly outlook on weather. The 30-day Southern Oscillation Index continue to be near El Nino threshold. The Southern Oscillation Index for 30 days is -8.1. If Southern Oscillation Index is minus figures, it means it's El Nino. If it's plus index, it means La Nina. So it means it's going to be minus, it means El Nino will continue. But the 90 days later, the SOI is going to be -9.2, even more conditions are going to be drier. So looking at in the past 2 years, there have been a dry condition across most of part of Eastern Australia. July was below the average over much of the continent. Rainfall deficiency have persisted across New South Wales altogether. Long-term rainfall deficiency record for some part of Australia are very low at this stage. That's the reason governments start looking at weather, rain pattern, and water irrigation system in Murray Darling Basin. And looking at another issue, very important for us now, which I'm including in the forecast, the natural occurrence of phenomena, El Niño, La Niña, I told you about SOI index, everything else, giving society the opportunity to prepare for hazard weather. Our forecast, we're going to look at long-term conditions for climate statements, for drought conditions and fire situations, is going to be with 1 to 9 months on this weather forecast. Every time we're going to talk about it, if there's any changes, people should know for this 9 months ahead, what's going to happen, what's happening. Especially, I'm very much interested for farming community. Weather forecast, looking for 2 weeks, looking for the 12th of August till 25th of August. Weather situation, this is a trough line and low pressure system is moving along the coast, brushing along the coastal area, but conditions are dry. There's high pressure moving behind this low pressure system. High pressure is going to be dominating our weather pattern for the next few days. See the dry conditions completely. Looking for week one, 12th to 18th of August. Monday, few clouds, maximum temperature 16, but the wind chill will be about 9 degrees when the southeasterly winds move towards our coastal area, some part of the coast further south. And then humidity about 46%, soil moisture 19%, soil temperature 8 degrees. Tuesday, sunny, maximum temperature 17, west-northwesterly winds about 10 knots, humidity 32%, soil moisture all the week is going to be 18%, soil temperature all the week is going to be 10 degrees centigrade, so nothing is changing from this week. And then looking on Wednesday, sunny, maximum temperature 18. Thursday, sunny, maximum temperature 18. Friday, light showers, maximum temperature 21. Saturday, sunny, maximum temperature 19. Sunday, sunny, maximum temperature 19. All conditions are dry, and soil moisture is 18, soil temperature 10 degrees, humidity just under 40%. Week 2, from 19th to 25th of August, Monday the 19th, few clouds, maximum temperature 16. Wind chill is going to be about 8 degrees. It means temperature 16, but wind chill is going to be 8 degrees. Humidity 38%, soil moisture 17%, soil temperature 9 degrees. On Tuesday the 20th, few clouds, maximum temperature 17, wind chill 9 degrees, and then on Wednesday, sunny, maximum temperature 19. On Thursday, sunny, maximum temperature 22. On Friday, few clouds, maximum temperature 23. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 22. On Sunday, the 25th, few clouds, maximum temperature 22. You can see it's all dry conditions all across. Nothing, not much rain. And then on the time rain, light showers, it was on Friday the 16th, and that's going to be only 2 millimeters of light showers. Otherwise, conditions are just dry, nothing significant. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you so much for this excellent weather analysis. We do pray that God will send that rain very soon. Not looking too good at the moment, but thank you so much for your time today.
Not looking good. Take care.
Thank you, Martin. That's Martin Babakian, lecturer and meteorologist. If you'd like more information, go to our website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather. And to ask Martin a question, simply email support@bucketsradio.com.au.